Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday audition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's June 16th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, some good old things went down at the Microsoft E3 press event yesterday. One of those is an Xbox Elite wireless controller that's like Legos. Yes, it unveiled the new Xbox Wireless Elite Control. It allows you to add 4 bumper pads underneath the grips, a texture rolling pad that replaces the standard D-pad, and hair trigger locks for more precise control when you're getting those bad guys. With the shooter, yeah. What's even more exciting about the new Elite controller is the ability to actually swap parts according to your personal configuration. Now, Microsoft didn't really divulge a whole lot of information about the Elite controller, but they did say it's going to be coming in October at a price of $150. Yeah, a little steep, but think about it. You got Lego-style control over a controller now. Isn't that cool? Yeah. Speaking of things said at the E3 event from Microsoft, how about getting those 360 games on your Xbox One? Well, that's gonna happen, at least for 100 titles. Phil Spencer finally revealed the huge news, yes, that Microsoft is planning to bring the backwards compatibility, natively, they're saying, to the Xbox One with more than 100 titles coming this holiday season. Now, if you're one of the Xbox One preview members, you can actually start playing the selection of those titles today. And another cool thing is Microsoft isn't actually gonna charge gamers to play titles they already own. That's nice. They will show up automatically, and you'll be able to take advantage of broadcasting, screenshots, and game DVR features as well. Yes, it's very fantastic news going down at E3. Now, Microsoft, you know, they always seem to do good at these Xbox, you know, thingy E3 events, don't they? They could just get that sort of enthusiasm for the Surface. Well, that company'd be golden. Feeling nostalgic on Spotify? Well, get ready to do a little time traveling with internet radio on Spotify called Taste Rewind. Yum, 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 yum. Taste Rewind is going to ask you to pick a few artists that you like, and then it's going to try to find a similar artist through every single decade. You're then going to get to hear a sampling of each playlist, and then add them to your Spotify collection for later listening. Now, as we said, Taste Rewind, it's a little limited right now in its current state, since it seems that the playlists are only drawn from a small list of sources for each chosen artist. That could maybe explain why Spotify isn't making a big deal about time traveling right now. Ah, but there's nothing stopping you from getting your hands dirty and doing a little testing out with it on your desktop and even your mobile devices. Have fun going back to 1967, man. Whoa! Seems Facebook has a new way to share a bunch of photos with your friends all at once. It's called the Facebook Moments app. Oh, lovely, another freaking app. When you first launch Moments, it's going to pull up all those photos that are in your camera roll. It then uses some facial recognition technology that Facebook website has to identify your friends in those photos, and then you'll have the option to send that batch of those photos to those people. Oh, isn't that nice and clever? Kind of spooky, too. By doing this, Facebook gets all the information about you and your friends from your Facebook account. So when you log in with your Facebook on your Android or iPhone, the person you're trying to send those photos to will get a message in their Facebook Messenger app prompting them to download the Moments app. Yeah, there you go. That's pretty much it. So if you feel you've got enough real estate left on that mobile device of yours and you feel like having another Zuck Attack app for you, by all means, have fun. All right, we all know what's coming June 30th from Apple, blah, 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 Apple Music. Okay, we've heard enough of it, I know. One thing we don't really hear much about anymore is GarageBand. Yeah, it's kind of a fun little app that gets neglected. Well, until June 30th. Yes, Apple has updated GarageBand for Mac, and according to the website, the music creation software will be updated with a whole bunch of new features on June 30th. GarageBand's going to gain a whole new synth sound, and software build and recording and editing features will also be improved. That'd be nice to see. Apple's going to be adding over 100 hip-hop inspired synth sounds to GarageBand that each feature the Transform Pad smart control for morphing and tweaking sounds to your personal liking. Apple's also said that GarageBand software instrument smart controls and piano roll editor will also be improved. Amazingly, none of this updates actually applies to Apple Music. And you'd think it would. Maybe they give artists a way for them to upload their content to Apple Connect through GarageBand. Chances are, though, I have a feeling we're going to be seeing something like that in the very near future. And finally, Are all our Game of Thrones fans, are we all in a little bit of depression state today? I know. For those that have seen the episode, we all know. And it's sad. For those of you who had seen it, I will give you these spoiler alerts. You know, just people die, like they always do in Game of Thrones. I'm just not going to say who died, okay? Okay. Anyway, so those that did see it, how many watched it on HBO? How many of you watch it on HBO now? I know a lot of you out there are lying right now, because most of you watched it on a piracy illegal download. How? Well, because the season 5 finale actually set a new piracy record. According to the report over at TorrentFrink, the first 8 hours following the airing of season 5's finale of Game of Thrones, it had already been downloaded upwards of 1.5 million times. And according to all the data and research that TorrentFrink did, they said that they had never seen anything like this before, not this many downloads in such a short period of time for one show. The record actually last year was also for Game of Thrones, actually 250,000 people downloading a season finale at the same time. That was season 4, by the way. So it seems that HBO Now has done absolutely nothing in trying to curb the piracy. Look how much it's actually doubled. Tripled, actually. HBO, bit of advice. You might want to cut the pricing on that. Just saying. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You know, today is June 16th, and we've got the bash coming up on July 4th. You got the curry night on July 3rd. You need to be thinking about getting those bash tickets, people. I'm telling you. There's not much time left. Get on over to BritishTechNetwork.com. Hit the buy tickets. You'll see it up there at the top of the page for the bash. You can also get your curry tickets there, too, for the curry night on July 3rd. Don't know what the bash is? You're new to the network? Just click the more info button. It's going to tell you all the good things and the partying that's going to go on at the bash. It is not to be missed. I'm telling you, you're going to have one heck of a full day of fun. So come on, get on over there, BritishTechNetwork.com. Get your bash tickets right now. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Well, that does it for today's episode of
The New Show.
We'll be back tomorrow with your Hoop Day edition. But until then, I hope you have a good Tuesday. At least it's not Monday anymore. We shall see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.